Moshe says to Klal Yisrael in this week's parasha, Anoichi Oimed Bein Hashem Obeneichem. I'm standing between Hashem and between you. The Magid of Mezrich had an interesting way to explain this pasuk. He said, Anoichi, it's the Anoichi, the I, the ego, the self, that is Oimed, that is what stands as a barrier, Bein Hashem Obeneichem, between Hashem and between you. When we're too focused on ourselves and our own desires, that is what disturbs our relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam. When Avraham went to find Saint Eliezer to find a shidduch for Yitzchak, he said, "Leisikach isha livni mibnei saknani." Do not take a woman as a wife for Yitzchak from the daughters of Knani. Asher anoichi yoishiv bekirbom, that I live among them. He could have just said, don't take Mibnei Saknani. We know where Avraham lived. He lived in Canaan. Why does he have to say, Asher Noichi Yoishi Bekom, that I live among them? And Eliezer certainly knew that. What he was saying was, the reason why you shouldn't take a girl, Mibnei Saknani, because Asher Noichi Yoishi Bekom, they have the Anoichi living in them. They're self-centered. They're selfish. And for a shidduch, there's nothing worse than having a spouse that's self-centered. I don't want such a shidduch for Yitzchak. There was somebody who moved their business across town and they received flowers. They looked at the note on the flowers and it said there, rest in peace. And they realized, obviously, that the florist had mixed up their flowers with somebody else's. So they called the florist to tell them what happened. And the florist apologized and said, yes, you're right. And we're happy, at least you're not as angry as the other people. Because those people, they received your flowers. Your flowers went to a funeral, and there they read the note, and it said, much success at your new location. When a chosen sends the color flowers, it would make sense to write, R.I.P., rest in peace. Because that's exactly what we want. We want the Shekhinah to rest in peace in the home. How does one get the Shekhinah to rest in peace in the home? We see when Yaakov woke up in his dream in Parashas Vayetze, he said, "Ochin yesh Hashem b'mokom ezeh." Surely Hashem is here. V'noichi lo yadati, I didn't realize it. The Chasam Soif explains it to mean, "Ochin yesh Hashem b'mokom ezeh." Surely Hashem in this place. You know when? V'noichi, when the I lo yadati. When I'm not focused on myself, when I don't know about the I, when I'm focused on others, that brings the Shekhinah. You want to bring Shekhinah into the marriage? You have to be a giving person, not focused on yourself, not focused on the I. That brings the Shekhinah into the home. Then, Ochein Yesh Hashem B'mokom Azeh. The word Ava is Gematria 13. And the word Ava, it comes from the word Hav, to give. Ava is about giving. So if there's an Ava from the husband to the wife, and there's an Ava from the wife to the husband, Ava and Ava both ways, 13 plus 13, that equals 26. Lishem Yudke Vavke. That brings the Shekhinah in the home. In this week's parasha, we also have the Aseret HaDibros that begin with Anoichi and end with L'Re'echa. And that means, if I do something myself in order for the Anoichi, but it's in order to help others, when the Anoichi ends up with L'Re'echa to help somebody else, that is good. That's the purpose of Yid's existence. As in the Hakdama to Nefesh HaChaim, Rabbi Zalman Lozhin writes, his father, Rabbi Chaim Lozhin, would constantly tell him that a person loy la'atzmai nivra is not created for himself, a person is created to do for others. We find at the beginning of the parasha, Moshe davens 515 tefillahs to go into Eretz Yisrael, Kaminyan v'eschanan, like the Gematria v'eschanan. He had many schusim, and I don't need to list what the schusim Moshe were. So when he's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what schus does he rely on? What is he using? HaKadosh Baruch Hu to list this tefillah. What's chus? The Baal HaTorim tells us at the end of Parshas Dvorim, he says to Klal Yisrael, you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, Al Tiroim, don't be afraid of them. Just like you, Hashem wiped out the other nations before, Hashem, Yelach Mechem, he'll fight for you. Says the Baal HaTorim, Chizakti Eretz Yisrael, Moshe is saying to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I gave chizik to Klal Yisrael. They were nervous, they were down. I gave them that chizek. Ulai yirachim ulai. Perhaps he'll have rachmanis on me. Moshe is looking at his greatest chuses. is mechazik Klai Yisrael. He helped Klai Yisrael. What a perfect message for us. Shabbos Nachamu. We've just finished the 3 weeks. We focus so much on the Sinas Chinom, to get rid of the Sinas Chinom, focusing on Avas Chinom, to love every Yid. We shouldn't forget about it. And this week's parish continues with the same message. What is the purpose of a Yid? Loila Atzmai Nivra is not built for himself, not to focus on the Noichi. It's the Noichi Oimed, Bein Hashem, or Bein Eichem. Try and focus on others.